This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, what a day. What a wonderful day. It's Jacob Chychrun stays with the Capitals forever day on Grant and Danny. Danny's out sick, so you knew something giant would happen. And my defenseman, who I bought my brother a sweater of just a week ago in hopes that this day was looming, is going to be here for 8 years at $9 million per. If you missed, Caps general manager Chris Patrick, who joined us moments ago to talk about getting the deal done, go podcast it when we're done at thefandc.com. The show is brought to you today and every day by our friends, the law firm Condori and Murad. They will help you to draft a will, set up a trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you for a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. We don't need to go to the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, to welcome in our current guest, because this is weird. For a guy that doesn't work here, Rainey, you sure are in this building a lot. What the heck are you doing in the Navy Yard, pal?
I just stopped by. I wanted to, hear the Chris Patrick interview in person.
Yeah.
And so I did, and I'm glad he broke the kind of news that he did.
Ryan Leonard, playoff capital?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's happening.
And I wanted to bring you guys lunch, which I did.
Very kind of you.
And on top of that, I just wanted to get a lay of the land for Thursday, opening day, when I come and see the opening day Nationals against the Philadelphia Phillies, a team that the New York Mets disposed of in the playoffs last year.
Well, you actually didn't provide us lunch, but our good friends today, Caddies on Cordell in Bethesda, did.
No, I bought it.
They brought delicious sandwiches for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Huge news on the show. We're going to be at Caddies in Bethesda for live broadcasts and hangouts with you guys,
yeah,
watching Ovi as he gets within 2 goals of the record. So next week, when he gets within a couple goals, we'll be broadcasting over at Caddies. Cannot wait to eat some of the things that they brought to the studio today. If you were at our party there, head of the NFC Championship game, you know that we're going to pack the joint. It's going to be a lot of fun in Bethesda. By the way, we pummeled everything, except for there's still some Caesar salad left, which isn't to say that nobody touched it. I think there was a little bit of salad eaten. But it's mostly just a gigantic party tray of salad.
Correct.
I could feed 19 people. And Rainey comes in here twiddling his thumbs and goes, "You guys care if I take the Caesar salad home?"
Well, because
it's a football field.
Because you two are sitting here having a stupid argument about Dino Nuggets being better with ketchup than regular chicken nuggets when they're the exact same thing. And I also know that nobody at this radio station, outside of Craig Hoffman, who works on a radio station that doesn't apparently exist, and follows me on a show that apparently doesn't exist.
Wait, what's
eats healthy.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
What doesn't exist, Rini?
Well, I apparently the radio program.
Oh, I wasn't aware. What? Are you back in radio?
This happened 4 years ago.
Are Tell you breaking news for us?
Yeah. I'm not on the back of a milk carton anymore.
Where can I find you, Slashy? Actually, I'm well aware.
On the Ocho.
I'm well aware of where I can find you.
Yeah.
Because every day my good friends B. Mitch and Finley have you on right before my show and tell everyone to go listen to you. So I know exactly
Not every day. It's only once
a week. 3 days a week I'm listening and I hear.
If you
starting at 2 o'clock, make sure you listen to Chris Russell. Cool, I guess.
I mean, if you can't find him, he'll be in the bullpen chatting loudly about something.
Listen, it's okay if people want to listen to me.
I'm happy
from 2 to 4.
I want you to thrive.
And then you and Danielson from 4 to 6:30.
Rini, enough of your nonsense. We've got very important things to tend to.
Let's talk.
Way more important than what we're discussing.
Yeah, let's talk.
So, earlier in the show, Toby and I are getting into a little bit of, I'd say, a heated argument.
Yeah, heated.
Toby jumped across the table and swung on me.
Mm-hmm.
HR was called. We've had two meetings about it in breaks. 29th pick.
We have an HR?
I think it's in New York or Philly or something.
Okay.
29th pick. I'm trading it for Trey Hendrickson.
Uh-huh.
Toby wants to keep it so he can draft an edge.
Right.
He's already made the decision he's taking an edge because he needs a defensive end.
Right.
So God forbid he trades the pick for one of the best in the league who's going to get him 15 sacks.
Right.
He wants a guy who goes to like a directional Michigan who almost certainly won't produce in his first couple of seasons.
Directional Michigan.
He's hoping for an edge to fall into his lap from a directional Florida at 29 so that he can, you know, at 6'4", 271, dream on 3 years from now when he has his career year of 9.5 sacks, right? I'm just busy wanting Trey Hendrickson. So anyway, so we start drilling down on this a little bit. And I'm like, Toby, he's like, I'm just not a Trey Hendrickson guy.
Mm.
I'm like, you're not. Who's not a Trey Hendrickson guy? Other than the girl that he broke up with, you know, in college or something when she was in love and head over heels. That should be the list of who's not a Trey Hendrickson guy. He's had 17.5 sacks back-to-back years.
Yeah,
he's
pretty
good. 70 quarterback hits over the last three seasons.
Yes.
He leads the league in everything all the time. So Toby's like, he's just not for me. I wouldn't trade for him. I'm like, I'm not sold or whatever he said. And I'm like, what is it about Trey Hendrickson, Toby, that you don't love? The production is unbelievable.
I love Myles Garrett.
Four seasons of 13 plus sacks in the last 5 years. The Commanders haven't had a guy do that, but like Ryan Kerrigan once since Dexter Manley was here. Okay. 17.5 sacks in consecutive years, led the league in sacks. So he says, I wouldn't trade for Trey Hendrickson. There's just something about him. It's just not right. It just doesn't look right, I believe. I'm kidding about that. But I'm like, I don't understand. What is it about this edge rusher that you just don't put on the same level as the elites? It has the elite numbers. So we go to break, and this is what people don't know yet, but I'm going to offer this publicly. Toby says, you know, I would trade for Myles Garrett. It's just a Hendrickson thing. And I'm like, okay. I get Myles Garrett's the best in the world. I get that.
Yeah.
He's like, but I wouldn't trade for Max Crosby. And I was like, wait a second. You wouldn't trade the 29th pick for Max Crosby? And Toby's like, no. And then unironically, Toby, if I'm lying, tell you tell people. I don't think he meant this to be funny. I don't think he understood how this was hilarious. This is one of the most hysterical things I've ever heard anyone say, not knowing what they were saying. He goes, I just don't like these edge guys who rely on high motors.
I said something to that effect. I want a skilled pass rusher.
Oh, and Max Crosby ain't it?
Max Crosby
Trey Hendrickson's not skilled?
I would trade 29 for two
skill.
Guys.
They're just Johnny Go.
Wait a second.
America.
What if Trey Hendrickson devoured a plate of Dino Nuggets in front of your eyes? Would you then love him?
If they're with ketchup, maybe. I would trade the 29th pick for two people. Micah Parsons and Myles Garrett. Those two alone.
Okay.
That's it.
Here's your problem.
Kevin Green was overrated.
Here's why your argument, quite honestly, is faulty,
Toby
just like your Dino Nuggets
argument.
I thought you were going to be on my side, Rooster.
I would absolutely trade the 29th pick for any of those guys that we just talked about. Trey Hendrickson, Max Crosby, all of those guys. My problem is having to give Trey Hendrickson a $35-plus million per year contract.
Rini,
I understand
that. Before we talk about the salary cap implications,
that's a big part of it.
You're missing a very large, significant portion of this conversation.
No, there's nothing missing here.
The fact that he likes white defensive ends.
Or does he? I mean, he said
doesn't.
High motor.
That's right.
I was a big Trent Murphy guy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. When you said high motor, yeah, Toby cut. When they drafted Murphy, he ordered his jersey and then burned it in the parking lot.
No, I did not.
Toby.
I did not.
You are a jersey whore.
I've been called that by people before.
Tobes.
Him.
You used high motor.
Yes.
Was that to be funny? Or like do you see those guys and you're like, oh, they just outwork people?
Trey Hendrickson?
Yeah. And Max
he
Crosby.
Is high motor.
Okay.
He is. So funny. So is Max Crosby. Would you say they're
so
not?
You don't think, I think they same as Myles Garrett, like they play hard. I think they're among the most skilled pass rushers in the league. You disagree?
Max
with
Crosby's
that?
More skilled than Trey Hendrickson.
Max he's a top, Crosby he's is a an top, assassin.
He's a top four edge rusher in the league. I think Trey Hendrickson's a top five, but I think they're 4 and 5 or 3 and 4. I'm trading for 1 and 2.
Would you
guys
say,
that I think are more true skilled pass rushers like Micah Parsons.
Would you say that they're sneaky athletic?
I think they're very smart.
I mean, this is a bad.
No, I don't. They're good edge rushers. They're good. I have nothing against
Max
them.
Max Crosby is Myles Garrett. I mean, they're the same
No,
impact.
They're not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett's one of the greatest to ever live.
Myles Garrett. Is.
Max Crosby's not that far behind him.
He's behind him,
can
but he's not that far
like
behind him.
Max Crosby is, Chris Neal for a second.
Well, you also are acting like pick number 29 is a seventh rounder.
That's truck Neal to you.
I'm not. I'm saying you're going to draft an edge out of Marshall, and it's going to take time for that guy to
And he could be a Hall of Famer.
Sure, he could be. The chances of that are 6%, not even. The chances of that are 0.02%. The chances of him ever having 10 sacks are probably 9%. I'm
so
playing a numbers game.
Here's the thing. Okay, you laid out this argument. I think this is a little more nuanced that we can ask Rooster about. Around pick 29 is when Montez Sweat was picked. Okay? Would you take Montez Sweat, say the production style from pick 29, or would you trade pick 29 for a couple years where you have to pay Trey Hendrickson? I said I would take Montez Sweat because of the cash, because of the fact that you're going to bet on him ascending, you're drafting a rookie at 29, you're going to be able to have him for 5 years, or would you rather trade pick 29 for Trey Hendrickson, theoretically pay him a 3-year contract where you're paying him 30-plus million? I would choose Sweat.
Yeah. I would under that scenario, I would choose your option, Sweat. And that kind of thing more than trading for Trey Hendrickson. Only because when the Trey Hendrickson approval first came out, the market was $30 million for Trey Hendrickson. Now it's based off of $40 million.
Yes.
And therefore, he doesn't get 40, he gets 37, 38 million dollars per year. I'd rather take my chances, even if they're lower, on some dunk from Marshall or wherever, or Eastern Directional Michigan or the Church of the Latter-day Saints.
Central Michigan at Lafayette.
Yeah, I'd rather take my chances there and not spend $37 million. There is nobody on the radio that likes to spend other people's money more than Grant Paulson.
I'm sure, by the way.
I mean, I'm sure. It's
also,
true.
The money
it's
is
true.
The money is there to be spent.
It's true.
The money is there to be spent.
Go ask the learners. Go ask.
I will throw this water. I'm the bad guy in the learners' conversation. The learners have signed one player for more than $7 million in 3 years, and it's my fault? It's my problem that I want the team that owns the club, the family that owns the team, to spend on players? Crazy me! Whoa, I'm a nut job! Oh, the biggest move of the offseason is Michael Soroka's made 3 starts in 14 years. I'm a crazy person. I'm so sure that I'm the idiot on that one.
I didn't say it.
You just said there's nobody that likes to spend more.
Like
there's Steve Cohen, and I'm running him down for not spending. You act like they just dropped $400 million. They replaced Patrick Corbin's salary. That's what they did this offseason. Corbin's off the books. They replaced his money and said, "We're done here." I'm the crazy guy?
But they added Paul DeJong.
Oh, I'm sure it's Chavez Ravine a couple blocks to our right. I'm so sure. Get out of here with that. But back to the point at hand.
Yes.
Pick 29.
Yes. And $37 million per year.
Fine.
On a 4-year extension.
So what? It's not real money. Okay? I want a guy ascending.
There's also nobody on the radio that thinks the salary cap doesn't have rules and exists more than Grant.
I want a guy who I can draft, that I can develop and feels like he's ascending, while the team, theoretically, is ascending as well. I think where we disagree is I don't think that... What are their Super Bowl odds right now? Are they fourth or fifth or sixth?
But Toby,
I don't view them as real, what I say. I'm wrong for that.
That's fine. In a vacuum, though, what you are saying, again, if you're just saying pick number 29 and the possibility of moving up the board and getting a superstar or drafting one there or whatever, or Trey Hendrickson, that could be fine. You're saying we're standing pat, me and my decision makers, and we are finding a great edge. And our job is to pick between the two or three edges that are available that have second-round grades at that point on my board and take one of them, or the guy that is already doing it for the exact same compensation.
You're acting as if 29 is somehow in the seventh round.
I'm not, and it's closer to the seventh round than number two overall.
No,
it is.
Fine. Okay, you're not getting Abdul Carter. I get that. But
yeah,
I would rather...
If you could draft Abdul Carter or do the Trey Hendrickson thing, Abdul Carter is the answer. But directional Florida... Or Marshall playing against Georgetown.
Marshall, give me Mike Green all day.
With Jeremy Huber, my guy, on the call. It's a different thing.
Give me Mike Green all day. I'd rather have the guy that's going to be here for 5 years, because my point is I'm building something so that in 5 years, you're looking at this team going, holy crap, they're the LA Dodgers of the NFL.
Okay.
And what they're doing is they're finding a lot of guys that keep them somewhere reasonable, but you're so dependent on Jaden.
But you have a ticket for an edge. And you're going to IKEA and buying this table you got to put together in a box that's going to be nubs. And I'm going, for the same ticket, you can get the best table for $10,000 right now at the store where they're giving away all the antiques.
I'm saving money, man. I'm saving some money.
For what reason?
Because you've got to continue to build after this. Like, it's not just a one-year thing. I'm not going to go... Like, it's one thing. If you ask me, take out all the context... Salary, everything, would I trade pick 29 for Trey Hendrickson? I'd be an idiot to say no, but the context matters.
Exactly, and that's my point.
Trey Hendrickson's name was spelled T-R-E. How different would this conversation be?
I'll trade for Trey Hendrickson at pick 29. I'm not paying him 30-plus mil. And on the wrong side of 30. Theoretically, he's going downhill.
No, he's not. You act like he's 60.
Not to mention you got to do.
Bruce Smith
you
had 10 sacks when he was 800.
Not to mention you got to do a $33 million a year extension for Terry McLaurin. You might have to either pay Deebo Samuel or Laremy Tunsil or both.
You can do it.
With what money?
First of all, I'm not paying Terry.
And you're going to have to pay Jaden and his mom $90 million a year in 2 years.
Mom, you keep his mom out of this.
She's a big part of it.
I mean, she is everywhere.
She's attached to his hip.
She is everywhere, but she's raised a wonderful young man.
Yes, she has.
I give her a lot of credit,
yes.
And I will not accept you running his mom down on this program. You guys want to do that across the hall?
I didn't run her down. I said, you got to pay Jaden his
mom. You want to make jokes about Jaden's mom, you keep it on your
station. He's her agent. She's his agent. You got to pay Jaden and his mom.
You would take Montez Sweat at the exact career of Montez Sweat at 29 over Trey Hendrickson right now.
At $37 million a year on a four-year extension? Yes, I'd take Montez Sweat.
That's insane.
For that price tag, absolutely.
At his best, he was really good.
I love Trey Hendrickson at 17.5 sacks a year. Not a great run stopper, but he's fine. He's adequate.
He was very, I would say, very good. Like Kerrigan-level good at his best, probably. Speaking of Montez Sweat, never that kind of impact in sacks. But he did that against the run and his length and some of the things he presented problems with. At his worst, he's a middling edge at times. He's a pass rusher you don't notice. Trey Hendrickson is a guy, the impact of which they have not had here in decades.
I don't dispute that.
They have not had a player who is legitimately in the running for the Defensive Player of the Year award as a pass rusher since
I don't dispute that. The
was 2 years
the
old.
The Mets haven't had an outfielder like Juan Soto since Darryl Strawberry was 19 years old. It doesn't mean that you should go out and spend $750
million. The Mets shouldn't have signed Juan Soto.
No!
Can you admit you're a maniac? Can you just acknowledge that, please?
I can acknowledge that I don't want to spend rich people's money.
It's not even your money.
Because you know who pays for it?
Who?
Me!
No, you don't.
The people!
No, they
I'm
don't.
I'm here to protect the people.
The TV money pays.
No, guy.
Can we get this guy a sports economy class, please? How many years have you been on the radio spewing
guy,
these lies?
The TV contract covers, like, A lot.
All of it.
But it
yeah,
doesn't exactly. cover everything.
How many years you've been spewing these lies to Washington, D.C.?
It covers like 315. It covers the salary cap. It doesn't cover benefits. It doesn't cover all the cash you got to outlay.
I am surrounded by crazy people.
And then I got to pay $195 for a ticket up in the 400s.
Russell, you can stand pat at 29 and you can take directional Marshall. Or you could get Trey Hendrickson at $35 million
a year. Give me Mike
Green. At $35 million a year.
The Caps defenseman.
Mike Green, James Pierce.
And
give me those guys.
You're immediately going to get, I'm going to even just hedge my bets and say he has a down year. 15 sacks and 22 hits on the quarterback. And he's seventh in DPOY voting this coming year. And you, over the next 3 years, Hendrickson, which is the only 3 years you're going to have to worry about paying him, because after that, it's all over with. You're taking... some guy.
Not if I give him a four-year extension.
You've never watched play. I mean, you guys have watched six combined plays from this guy and a couple of highlights at the Senior Bowl, and you're ready to just take Trey Hendrickson.
If I got to give him a four-year extension at $38 million a year,
Yes.
I can find somebody that can meet me halfway.
You know what would be hilarious?
Your scouts have to earn their paycheck.
You
got to do it.
You love the learners offseason. Because you wouldn't do it either. I mean, you're like, you know, I like the offseason, but did we have to go $9 million on Soroka? I thought you guys did a good job, but did we need Paul DeJong? Couldn't we have just met 10 of the third basemen? No wonder, Rainey. I mean, this guy wants nothing to do with adding talent.
I'm all about trying to keep the prices for tickets down. The least money they spend...
I'm not even doing a bit now because this has been fun. That logic is not only incorrect. I don't know if you're doing a bit or not, or joking. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
It's not.
And I was at a restaurant where a girl asked us if D.C. was in Philadelphia. Okay?
Oh,
a waitress asked us that last week. And Ryan laughed in her face for 5 minutes and made her cry. True story. That is a tough one that you just said.
Ticket prices are not affected by how much payroll is?
Ticket prices are going up one way or the other. The Nats have raised ticket prices every single year.
Yeah, I know, but
Harris is raising ticket prices.
They also offer tickets for $5, and there's plenty of games where you can get tickets for $10, $12, $13.
Yeah, and the ticket prices on average at the ballpark
are
still
going up. On average, they might go up.
It's up 100
based on premium seating and all that.
All right, Rainey, I'll see you over the ballpark.
Okay.
We can watch the Nats. You can be angry that they have James Wood and Dylan Cruz. Maybe they could trade them and bring up some mid-level prospects.
Maybe they could trade them for Trey Hendrickson.
I want to know what people think about this. 800-636-1067. If they're going to take an edge at 29, pick your edge. Would you rather do that or just trade the pick for Hendrickson straight up? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two-on-one handicap match is over. Chris Russell and Toby Altizer against me, WWE style. Those used to be my favorite graphics coming out of the breaks on Raw or whatever. Did you watch wrestling or no?
No. Still
do you remember the handicap matches?
No.
Okay, so it's basically any time you had to go up against more people than you had. It's what it was the 2-on-1, 3-on-2, whatever. So, yeah, I just got tag teamed by the Dudley boys over here, putting people through tables. But I want to go to the people. I want to see what they think. 800-636-1067. I guess to summarize our cases, I would just say if you're definitely taking an edge at 29, rather than picking the fifth or sixth edge off the board in this year's draft class and hoping that guy becomes a star after all the other teams in the first round that need an edge have picked through the pile and you get what's left, I would just use that pick to get one of the best edges in the league who led the league in sacks the last 2 years in Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right. I mean, that's the way that you're laying it out. The problem is you have to pay this guy so much money, and you end up, I think, getting a guy that's going to be on the decline. Now, he hasn't declined the last two seasons, to your point. And again, if you're taking the context of paying and cap and all that stuff out, you'd be an idiot not to say you trade pick number 29 for Trey Hendrickson. And I'm not an idiot, so I'm not talking about it in that context. I'm saying that if you give me the option to draft a guy that I can develop into my scheme, that I can hope that he continues to get better, this is why scouts get paid. I understand it's a dart throw of sorts, but it's still a first-round pick. It's still pick 29. It's not like you're picking in the fourth round. So that's kind of what I would do.
Let's go to Chris in Damascus on G&D. What's up, buddy?
Hey, yeah, you got me, fellas.
We got you.
What's going on, Chris?
Mike Rizzo and Bobby Bethard, both you guys are not, but it's hilarious. Grant, bless your heart. Paolo Espino, Paulson, I love you so much. I expect more from you. And what the hell, Chris Russell, are you doing talking about ticket prices over a base? That's the silliest
that
thing. It is
went
funny,
in some
but
ways
you
I
guys
didn't expect
are,
it going.
You're a little out of whack, but you're not Mike Rizzo. You're certainly not Adam Peters. You can do better, but it's funny. Thank you for the entertainment.
All right, thank you. I don't know what any of that meant.
To his point, I don't know why Rooster was going to the ticket prices argument, because my thing is I want to win Super Bowls. I really don't care after that. Like, ticket price, whatever. I want to win Super Bowls. I think we're both on the same point of that.
So that
yours
part,
just want to win a Super Bowl in the next 2 years. I don't know that I see that. I want to be dominant for the next decade, but maybe not right yet.
There's only one way to try. And by the way, it's not like they lost in the first round of the playoffs last year.
Correct. I mean, I think
they played in an NFC championship.
They played
game.
With a crappy roster last year, and Jaden pulled them to the NFC championship. He could
Jaden's
do it again this year.
This year, which
awesome.
Is not unrealistic.
Incredible.
Then they have a really good chance to be back in the NFC title game.
I'm going
to
keep riding his coattails, but if I want to build the best roster around him, I don't think that's trading for Trey Hendrickson.
Let's go to Antoine in Capitol Heights. What's up, buddy?
What's up? How you guys doing?
Chilling.
Oh, that's good. I am partly with Toby on this one. I don't agree with him on his Max Crosby take, but I do agree with him on not
trading
with Trey Hendrickson.
Well, you know, Max Crosby, he's just a high motor guy.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's not true. He's very dominant in the pass and in the run game. It would be stupid not to trade. And Max Crosby is worth two first-round picks, let alone one. But Trey Hendrickson, on another note, he's not as dominant as his sack numbers show, is what I believe when I watch him. He get, of course, they're high. They look pretty. But I don't feel like he makes the second and third level better as a pass rusher. I don't think that's what – reason one, why I don't think he's worth trading that pick for. Plus paying them top tier, Miles Gerd and Max Crosby money. I think the Commanders would be stupid to get that. I say you draft somebody, develop him, and hope they pan out to be the edge rusher that you need. Because this is a deep class for both the edges and interiors.
That's what it looks like. Thank you, Anton. We appreciate you. How do you feel about Christian McCaffrey?
Love Christian McCaffrey.
You like him?
Really versatile player, really good.
And I remember you're a little skeptical of the Ladd McConkey pick, right?
I'm not a big fan of Cooper Kupp.
Really?
Yeah, I think he slowed down in his age. But yeah, I like Ladd McConkey.
But Cooper Kupp runs really good routes, right?
Yeah, very good route runner.
Technician. Let's go to Steve in Chesapeake Beach.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, fellas. Hey, just like last week, I think you were out. Danny Brandt had a discussion about what would you make this team look like? And I called in and I said, hey, I will build in the trenches. Give me some big dogs on the line and a bunch of nugs around them. Like Ubi David Lerman talked to on the line. We got ourselves a big dog and we got a good center. I would go for Trey Hendrickson, long story short. He's a no commodity. He's the best piece on that sorry defense that Cincinnati had. He had nothing around him to work with. got a couple of big dogs to work around with him. And if we got the Hendrickson coming after the quarterback, a lot of times, I think we would be a hell of a defense, especially since we looked like last year with a bunch of nubs.
Appreciate you, Steve. And it's not just that he was, you know, a known commodity, to your point. He's a dominant player. I mean, we're talking about the runner-up in the, you know, All-Pro DPOY Defensive Player of the Year conversation. If they're taking an edge at 29, if they stick and pick, is it as simple as kind of comparing one versus two? Is it apples to apples? What I want to do, which is to say, why would you take an edge and hope that someone becomes really good when you got a guy that's available and you could just trade that pick and get him and then pay him? 800-636-1067. You want to hop in on Grant and Danny. Danny is out sick. We're hoping he's back tomorrow. Tomorrow, we are going to be at Lost Rhino Brew Pub in Ashburn. Tress Way will be with us from 2:30 to 3:30 on site. And Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will be with us at Lost Rhino Brew Pub for our Nats season preview special from 5 to 6:30 for the final 90 minutes of the show. So if you're in the area or if you're not and you want to make the trip to meet Tress or hang out with Charlie and Dave a day before opening day, which is a great opportunity, come on out. Should be a bang-up. Grant and Danny at the Lost Rhino Brew Pub. They've got the unveiling of a new release beer, the beer release party for their Hittin' Dingers Hazy IPA during the show tomorrow. You're going to enjoy ballpark menu specials. You can win Nats tickets, and you can meet Charlie, Dave, Tressway, among others. Again, G&D Live, Ross Rhino Brewery in Ashburn.
Big fan of Tressway.
He is the guy.
Love Tress. One of my favorite players on the team.
Longest tenured member of the Commanders, by the way. The only guy you can say, well, there's a couple, I guess, Terry, you could say this about, but he was a longtime Redskin, then a footballer, whatever we call that, now a Commander.
Yeah, there's only a few of those, right? Tress, Terry, Daron Payne, I think.
Was a Redskin.
Allen could have fit in there. Obviously, he's not here anymore.
We're not down to three, are we?
I think that might be it.
Really, Darius, can you double-check us on that? There's got to be other guys that played for the Redskins. That would be a show if that's the case.
Jamison Crowder, on and off.
Well, but he's had 19. Like, we broke up with him and got back together, yeah. And then we met him again. And we were on vacation and rented him in Cabo, and so we got back together again. I'm thinking about consistent players with Washington. Those three are the only three that come to mind.
That's all I can think of, yeah. That's crazy. But, I mean, it just kind of speaks to the roster just turned it over all the time. And it's also been a little bit of time now.
A complete indictment on the Rivera era, obviously, as most things are. But it's also sad in a reality about how quickly Redskins is just fading.
Gone.
Which is a fear of a lot of people.
Was Cosme drafted by the Redskins?
I would say no. I think he was the first year of the Washington football team.
Because
Rivera was never the coach of the Redskins. He was drafted by Ron Rivera.
Yeah, he was football team, 2021.
Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville on G&D. What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys? Hey, Grant, I have a quick show question before I answer your question.
Sure.
Is the Tobinator responsible for the preparation, handling, or transport of any Danny's beverages or food?
You think Toby is poisoning Danny at this point?
There's just a very clear emerging trend that Danny is absent, and the one very ambitious Tobias Altizer gets airtime.
Well, let's be honest. Let's just call it what it is. This is coincidental. Toby is not a suspect. But Toby, you helped.
Okay.
You started helping on the show, I don't know, let's say 5 weeks ago. Since then, I've been sick like twice, and Danny's been sick six times.
Yeah, and I have not really been sick.
Right. But you've probably done, either for me or for Danny, I don't know, 11 shows. And by the way, Danny and I pride ourselves. Like, we've got Cal Ripken streaks. I think I missed like 3 days last year. Danny missed You know, a couple more than that maybe, but I just took my first vacation in a couple years with the fam for 3 days in West Palm. You've been, right. Toby's been doing some heavy lifting here.
I'm going to say he's not a suspect at this point, but I'm definitely keeping my eye on him.
All right. He's a person of interest.
He's a person of interest. Okay. As far as Hendrickson, if it's a straight up trade, first round pick for an all pro, I think you make that trade six times a week or seven times a week and twice on Sunday, right? Because you're getting a known production for unknown quantity in a draft pick. So I would definitely do that. What I'm not willing to do is package multiple picks to get, you know, probably the remaining 2 or 3 years of high level productivity for Hendrickson, considering the now dearth of picks and assets that this team has, as they've recently just traded many of them away.
Well, one point I haven't made, and I probably should, because Toby's been joking about me thinking the 29th pick is so low, and yeah, I'm overstating to some extent the crapshoot of that selection, although I really do believe back end of the first round, when you're narrowing it down to one specific position, it gets hard. But if you were to tell me that only one edge had gone, right, that the very obvious top five Penn State product is off the board and everyone else is there, I feel differently. I think at least four get taken before Washington picks, and probably more. So to me, it's just common sense that it's like picking up a piece of candy out of the bowl at Halloween. If I'm the sixth kid walking up to the porch and somebody takes the Twizzlers and somebody takes the Starburst and somebody grabs the Skittles and someone takes the king-size M&Ms, I'm left with something. I'm just choosing the best of the things that nobody else wanted.
So my thing is two things here. One, if they had not traded all of their picks for Tunsil, which, again, didn't mind the Tunsil deal, didn't necessarily love Debo, but for a fifth-round pick, whatever, if they hadn't traded so many picks over the next couple of years, I'd probably be down for this. But the fact that you're already down to a number of picks, the whole reason we got into this discussion was
they lack picks.
Do you want to trade back or not? And you said, well, I'd be willing to go for Trey Hendrickson. And I'm just still saying I would rather have some more picks. I would still prefer to trade down. But if you're giving me the choice, I'll take the edge rusher at 29. And the other point I have about this, I understand that it is not a sure thing like picking second overall, but also picking second overall gets Chase Young, and Abdul Carter is supposed to be that guy. What if he turns into Chase Young? So I get that it's a dart throw in the NFL draft, but that's also what your scouting department gets paid to do. And if we're going to say we trust Adam Peters so much, well, he's also got to nail draft picks, and he nailed some draft picks last year. There were also some misses.
But you're operating under the premise that, like, if Adam Peters is great, then he'll nail the pick. Not necessarily. You're debating between two edges there. They might both not be that good, and you might like one a lot more than the other. And you're going, all right, well, this guy we think will turn into this. You're just picking what's available.
Yeah,
there's a lot of years where there's not a good edge there.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying that this is where they have to earn their pay, right? Like, this is something, it's a lot easier. Like, to me, when the Colts drafted Jonathan Taylor, or when you draft some stud, congratulations. Like, when the Nationals, to me, don't get credit for developing Steven Strasburg and Bryce Harper. Congratulations. You drafted a finished product in a lot of ways.
You that got them by losing 100 games.
That guy was going to be a stud. You get a lot more credit when Jake Irvin turns into a good player, and you got him later on, right? So my point is, now that you're turning into a good football team, all right, well, now's when you got to really earn your paycheck, because you got to hit that 29th pick. You don't get off the hook. I get that it's not as easy to find a guy outside of the top five, but you don't suddenly, too good a football team now. Sorry, we can't hit our first-round picks. That's not how it works.
Yeah, and I wouldn't argue that that's the case. I mean, the good teams do it every year. It's just a matter of if we're all acknowledging they need a defensive end.
Yeah.
And we're saying that at that pick they're going to take one, then I'll just use that pick and go get one that's great. Dad said we're missing one former Redskin.
Oh?
On the team. Can you give us a hint, by the way? Because we've got Daron Payne, Tressway, Terry McClala.
Yeah, Terry McClala.
As my son calls him.
Sure.
Dad, who are you? Jaden Daniels. I'll be Terry McClala. So who's left?
So there is one more player left. He actually debuted with the team in 2018.
Are we going to be kicking ourselves?
Yeah. I wouldn't say kicking yourself. Maybe a little bit.
It's a number DB.
Yeah, kind of. No, I feel bad saying that.
Oh, Revo. Is it Revo?
Oh, Revo's not a nubber.
Yeah, he's not a nubber. Right.
Okay, I get steamed up. Revo played for the Skins, definitely.
Let's go, Revo. That's not a nubber. That's all pro Revo to you.
Yeah, right.
So I was thinking it was like kind of it was a safety I wasn't thinking about, but I didn't think it was
all pro Revo.
Reeves. So yeah, Jeremy Reeves. I'll take it. Special teams all pro.
That's right.
Put some respect on his name. Joe Beninati. We
big
always respect Joe B. On the call of the Caps and the Jets, the best two teams in hockey playing tonight. Plus, we want to get some thoughts from him on the Jacob Chychrun extension. Going to join us next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.